Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our weekly programme, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have John Silver, a Hollywood's premier story consultant who has worked as a story consultant and script doctor for Disney Studios, Sony Pictures, Fox and HBO. He has taught his 22-step great scriptwriting and genre classes to over 40,000 students worldwide. He will teach us the ropes of his job, I'm sure. Hello, John.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure being here.
What's the best advice you can give aspiring writers to help them develop their own unique voice and style?
Voice and style are among the most misunderstood of all elements in storytelling. They aren't simply a unique way of talking and writing. They come from content. Successful content comes from having an original story idea that is structurally well told. And this combination is extremely rare.
So is this question really about the writing process?
Exactly. Telling your story with a unique voice and style comes near the end of the process. The beginning of the process has to do with coming up with an original story idea. And that involves using story techniques that show you the elements of the idea that are totally unique to you. The next part of the process is a story structurally well told. This involves all the techniques that go into character, plot, and story world. If you master all of these techniques, you'll write with a voice and style that is unmistakably yours.
When a writer has an idea for a screenplay, what questions should they be asking themselves before writing?
The idea stage is the single most dangerous moment for a writer because you have almost nothing to go on. This is where craft and technique come to the rescue. 9 out of 10 ideas should never be written as screenplays. They are simply too full of structural problems you can never fix, no matter how good you are at story.
Is it the stage where many writers break down?
One of the biggest mistakes first-time writers make is that when they come up with a story idea, they get so excited they immediately start writing script pages. They get 15 to 25 pages in and then hit a dead end from which they cannot escape. Instead, they should start by looking for the structural problems that are embedded within the idea and focus on the probable main character, and whether the idea can sustain a plot that is complex enough to generate up to 120 pages of story.
So how do you know that a story you want to turn into a screenplay or novel can carry an entire movie or book?
There are many factors that determine a good story. When you are first considering whether a story idea will work as a novel or screenplay, look especially at two structural elements which you can see right in the premise line: the desire line and the opposition. The hero's goal provides the spine of the story, and it must extend all the way to the end of the story. So make sure the goal is difficult to achieve and will require the hero to take a lot of complex actions to reach it. When considering the probable opposition in the story, make sure you can identify one character as the main opponent who wants to prevent the hero from reaching his or her goal. Then see if you can think of other characters who also oppose the hero's desire, but for different reasons and use different strategies than the main opponent.
Thank you very much, John.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our weekly programme, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have John Silver, a Hollywood's premier story consultant who has worked as a story consultant and script doctor for Disney Studios, Sony Pictures, Fox and HBO. He has taught his 22-step great script writing and genre classes to over 40,000 students worldwide. He will teach us the ropes of his job, I'm sure. Hello, John.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure being here.
What's the best advice you can give aspiring writers to help them develop their own unique voice and style?
Voice and style are among the most misunderstood of all elements in storytelling. They aren't simply a unique way of talking and writing. They come from content. Successful content comes from having an original story idea that is structurally well told. And this combination is extremely rare.
So is this question really about the writing process?
Exactly. Telling your story with a unique voice and style comes near the end of the process. The beginning of the process has to do with coming up with an original story idea. And that involves using story techniques that show you the elements of the idea that are totally unique to you. The next part of the process is a story structurally well told. This involves all the techniques that go into character, plot, and story world. If you master all of these techniques, you'll write with a voice and style that is unmistakably yours.
When a writer has an idea for a screenplay, what questions should they be asking themselves before writing?
The idea stage is the single most dangerous moment for a writer because you have almost nothing to go on. This is where craft and technique come to the rescue. 9 out of 10 ideas should never be written as screenplays. They are simply too full of structural problems you can never fix, no matter how good you are at story.
Is it the stage where many writers break down?
One of the biggest mistakes first-time writers make is that when they come up with a story idea, they get so excited they immediately start writing script pages. They get 15 to 25 pages in and then hit a dead end from which they cannot escape. Instead, they should start by looking for the structural problems that are embedded within the idea and focus on the probable main character and whether the idea can sustain a plot that is complex enough to generate up to 120 pages of story.
So how do you know that a story you want to turn into a screenplay or novel can carry an entire movie or book?
There are many factors that determine a good story. When you are first considering whether a story idea will work as a novel or screenplay, look especially at two structural elements, which you can see right in the premise line, the desire line and the opposition. The hero's goal provides the spine of the story, and it must extend all the way to the end of the story. So make sure the goal is difficult to achieve and will require the hero to take a lot of complex actions to reach it. When considering the probable opposition in the story, make sure you can identify one character as the main opponent who wants to prevent the hero from reaching his or her goal. Then see if you can think of other characters who also oppose the hero's desire, but for different reasons and use different strategies than the main opponent.
Thank you very much, John.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.